Today is Wednesday, October 14th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, yeah, I recorded way early yesterday because I had a haircut, and and I didn't release it until maybe 4 p.m, something like that, because I know you guys are used to getting the podcast at a certain time, and it should just be, you know, the same experience, the same user experience, no matter what I'm doing. And so I did what Fatty does, where, you know, you publish it. I believe he uses WordPress as well. You publish it, but you tell it, you schedule it. You say, I want you to actually publish at this time. And so that's what I did. And then, so I had to drive to St. Louis, and I've discussed this before. You know, I wear a hair system, and I'm not ashamed of it. Well, it's hard to say out loud. I will say that. I mean, I'm not ashamed, but it's hard to say it out loud because people do make fun. Or no one is to my face made fun of me. However, people do make fun of it. But, you know, in the news and in pop culture, you know, it's a made fun of thing that people do. But I'm trying to be very open and honest on my podcasts, you know, maybe to my detriment someday. The fact that I've used my real name could really bite me in the butt at some point. But anyway, so that's what, you know, that's why I drive so far, because I don't know. Pretty princess is the wrong word. Gold star gay is the wrong word. I have to have the best possible. And this particular salon was used by an ex of mine, and they do a very good job. I knew their work, and so I started going there. And I, you know, so once a month I drive there and come back, and you know, et cetera. So anyway, I was going, and I tried to stop as little as possible because I didn't cut it close, but I kind of gave myself exactly the right amount of time. But I did stop to use the bathroom at a rest stop, and it's interesting. In Missouri, the last time I went for my haircut, I stopped at a rest area, and everyone was wearing masks. I would say, let's say there were 10 people. 9 out of 10 of those people were wearing masks. And I stopped to go to the bathroom. And, you know, COVID hasn't gone anywhere. I mean, COVID is increasing in a lot of states at the moment. And I stopped at this rest area in Missouri, and I went to get out of my car, and probably 9 out of 10 people were not wearing masks, with me being one of those 10 people. So I was wearing a mask. No one else was wearing a mask. And then, you know, you get into that situation, or at least I get into that situation where I'm like, crap. Now they're judging me. And why should I care if they're judging me? It doesn't matter if they judge me, because they're the ones that are in the wrong. I'm the one that's in the right. And, you know, most of the time, no one's going to come up to you and be like, you pansy, why are you wearing a mask? You know, I mean, there are some douchey people that might do that, but generally, you know, that's not going to happen. But I was feeling, I quickly went to the urinal, and I quickly did my business, and I quickly got out of there because, you know, and I kind of looked at the ground the whole time. I didn't want to make eye contact with anyone because I didn't want to give them the opportunity. And I don't know why. Like, it's like I am doing the correct thing, and you know, they're doing the thing that is not correct. And yet I'm so super, like, I don't know, bothered. I feel so self-conscious because I'm wearing one. So anyway, that happened. And other than that, I drove. That was it. Nothing happened. I did get through. I listened to a Dolly Parton documentary on Netflix. And the cool thing about documentaries is You don't have to watch them. I think I even said that. And it was so good. I think anyone who, and I'm not a huge Dolly Parton fan, like I like Dolly Parton, but I don't listen to much of her music. I know the ones that everyone knows, you know, Jolene and 9 to 5. Those are the only two ones actually that I can name. But I, you know, I know of her and I know that she supports LGBTQ issues. Now, I'm not sure that she did, you know, originally, but I know she does that now. But it was such an interesting documentary, just kind of taking you through her whole life. She's been married to her husband for 50 years, maybe even over 50 years, and he is like never seen out in public. And he doesn't want any of the limelight at all. Some people have never seen him even. Like, there aren't many photos of him out there. It's just, it's really interesting. But, so that was really good to listen to while I was driving. And then there were a lot of, there's this documentary series by, I think it's by Vice. It's called Explained, and they explain, it's just all kinds of different topics. And I listened to a lot of those. They may even have a podcast version of that. I should check because it's really good. Just about anything that you would want to know anything about, they have, you know, something, some topic on that. And I'm just looking up here to see, like, to give you guys an idea of, like, the things, you know, what they have in the series. The Mind Explained, Sex Explained, Whose Vote Count Explained, Octopuses Explained, they just have all kinds of Coronavirus Explained. So they have all kinds of stuff. But then there's a series, so that's like, they have standalone documentaries, but then they also have a kind of a series where they do multiple topics. I can't find the series, but... Anyway, just look Explained on Netflix. It's, if you like documentaries and you like to learn something, it's very interesting. So I listened to those. And then, you know, I pretty much just went in for my haircut. My temperature was 98.1, which is below. Mine always appears to be below. I don't know what that means exactly. But I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but it seems to always be below 98.6. And I think I was 97.6 or something the last time I went. So I was even lower. So my temperature just runs low. So I went in and, you know, they take off the system and they clean my head because, you know, there's a bunch of glue on it because I don't do that. Like, to me, when I'm at home, it's like, you know, I do not mess with that. And other than I did do it, I've done it a couple of times. I had to take it off and clean it and stuff during COVID because when I couldn't go and get a haircut, they only last so long and then you have to take them off and like retape them, reglue them. So, but anyway, we're talking and she says, hey, they have this new one. And for any of you that are not aware of like wigs or hair systems or, you know, anything like that, they're basically similar. I mean, a wig, you know, that what a guy wears is very similar to what a woman who wears wigs would wear. Dolly Parton, for instance. I'm the Dolly Parton of Pride 48. but anyway, so they're, a lot of them are on lace, but it's kind of thick. It's kind of a thick lace, and usually it's brown or like the color of the hair, which my hair is brown, so the lace is brown. And they tie the hairs to this thing. Well, they have one, and I don't know how new this is because I thought they had this years ago. But they stopped selling these around the time I decided to start using a hair system. And so they have a new one. They have a new one. Something's in my throat. They have a new one that is, I don't know if it's silicone, but it's like a clear plastic. She said it's almost like the texture of a contact lens. Like it's really thin and plastic and clear. And they don't knot the hair. They actually loop the hair through it so it looks more natural. And it sticks closer to your head. And it's lighter. and it looks more real, basically. And she said, you know, we're doing free trials of these. And so you can absolutely free, you can get one and we'll try it out. And so I'm going to try that. So she also said, oh, you should look at the surgery, but I don't want surgery. Like, I don't know. I mean, the guy on Big Brother, the Enzo or whatever, you can see the actual plugs. I'm not sure they've perfected that surgery. Also, I don't like the idea of any surgery at all. Like, I'm just not, I don't know. I'm not really into that. Maybe one day I will. And then I drove home. I had Culver's. I hadn't eaten all day, so I had Culver's before I kind of left St. Louis and drove back. And that was about it. I drove back and got in about 10 o'clock. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out other great podcasts at pride48.com/shows.